You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to the Big K Morning Show. Feels a whole lot like a Friday, but every Wednesday we check in with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, and he's been absent for the last 2 weeks, but we welcome him back to these United States. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, where have you been?
Not in jail. That's good.
Good.
I have been in New Zealand and Australia.
Wow.
It's been...
That's on my bucket list, brother. What was that like?
Well, it's winter. So that some of the weather wasn't the greatest. Winter coat was back out for, you know, a couple of our stops, but the scenery is spectacular. And in New Zealand and then Australia, similarly... But, you know, their winter, you know, we played golf and it was, you know, 68 degrees in winter. So that wasn't so bad. It's a both places are fascinating. The travel is a bit much. But
yeah. How long was that flight?
That part of the world.
To get here, where did you fly to first?
So I actually flew to Houston and then from Houston straight to Auckland, New Zealand. And then on the way back, went from Sydney to Auckland to San Francisco and then San Francisco here. So yeah, it's a lot of time in a plane. One of the legs was 14 hours.
Oh my God. 14 hours on one flight.
Yes.
That's pretty incredible.
You know, I mean, then you think about the sheer engineering of taking all that weight and flying in the air that far, you know, without having to refuel it's spectacular, but man, it's breathtaking. I mean, it really is. It's on your list. Do it. And they're fascinating people and they are fascinated in ways by Americans. And, and obviously, you know, you don't have to worry about a language barrier. Although sometimes especially in Australia, when they talk fast, you're like, excuse me, could you repeat that in American for me?
Do they talk like Crocodile Dundee for real?
So we didn't get out into the bush or anywhere up there where, you know, accents, much like places in the United States where you'd be like, not exactly sure what you're saying. But no, it was funny. We were out with the oldest boy's friends and one of the girls like was making fun of us and saying, I would like a glass of water, you know, just of our accent, which was kind of funny.
Well, what prompted this trip was this you said it was a bucket list journey, but I'm curious how you got there now.
So the oldest boy is living there. Oldest stepson has a marketing job. Here's what's funny. He's in New Zealand or in Australia in Sydney, and he's marketing Wrangler and other brands to Aussies. And Wrangler in Australia is like an upscale brand. Nothing against wearing it here, but it's like a different mentality over there. So he works for a firm that markets different brands, including Speedo and Cole Haan and North Face and things like that to Australians. And then the third child is staying over there to start his life. Just graduated from college, and then the second boy lives in New Zealand and he plays, he goes to grad school and he plays for the New Zealand 3-on-3 university team. And they are in the South Asian Championship right now in Australia, and they play. If they win, they play for the World Championship in China. So there's a lot of family ties over there right now. But it's not like, you know, driving to Ohio and being able to see the kids.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't realize that you had the Australian New Zealand connection. Well, I'm glad you had that opportunity. Now, this is rare for you because you normally don't take any days off or eat. So, but you know what's happening in a few weeks. It's kind of that lull where the NBA, the NHL are done. You've got the Buccos, and then you've got this anticipation building for St. Vincent College in La Trobe, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of, I mean, Penguins obviously made some moves at the free agency and at the NHL draft. But you're right, we are in this area that you kind of hope the Pirates can gain some momentum. So not everything in the end of July and August and September is about the Steelers. I mean, you hope that they can get some momentum going. And, you know, they're coming off a pretty decent month. Last night was a tough one. I mean, giving up that grand slam. I mean, Keller's not going to have his greatest stuff every day. It was the guy hit a decent pitch for that grand slam. But yeah, you kind of hope the Pirates carry the day. And it's funny, when I on the flight to Houston, there were a couple of Steelers because they're grasping on. They're counting down to when school starts, like when we're kids. Right. And they're trying to grasp onto the last days of vacation because it's hopefully a very long run for them.
Well, I appreciate you jumping on this morning. Glad you had a great trip and looking forward to being with you as football gets going in a few weeks. In the meantime, have a great 4th of July. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, happy 4th, Larry.
And I should ask you, what are you dressing as this weekend? Because we're going to talk to the official director of public outreach for Anthrocon next. So if... I think.
Expect a big weekend from McCutcheon. You know, he loves
that's
furry
right.
Weekend.
That's right. All right, Jeff, take care. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Larry.
Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, fresh back from Australia and New Zealand. Larry Richard, looking for hometown heroes. If you know somebody that has done extraordinary things in their community without looking anything for themselves, nominations are open at kdkradio.com. KDKRadio.com, and we appreciate your input. And we're going to go live to John Cole, who is the public outreach director for Anthrocon. They're coming, and some are here already. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you this morning?
You got to be pumped up. This is like your Super Bowl.
It kind of is, and I'm actually standing amongst a bunch of folks that are getting ready in costume, and so my business suit is covered with fur. I need a lint brush really badly.
I never thought of that. You need to carry one of those. Yeah, you're going to make an appearance on television, Pittsburgh Today Live, KDK TV, yep. I think. And I've had pictures with people, some, over the years, who work downtown wearing suits, and they would see fur and say, hey, would you mind for a picture? So I would imagine all of your Anthrocon suit wearers are pretty accustomed to having people want to do selfies.
They are. And, for those listeners that want to take selfies or photographs with the, we call them fursuiters, but the costumers, if you just ask permission, they are usually more than happy to oblige. They do have a little bit of limited vision with those costume headpieces on. So sometimes if you're asking, they don't know where the voice is coming from. So it's always a good idea just kind of get close to the front where they can see you. Ask politely. They will they're usually more than happy to take a photograph, pose, do some little fun tricks and things. They love the attention.
And I understand in our conversation earlier in the week, you've got this Japanese gymnast or some kind of acrobat coming in.
Yes, he will be arriving a little later on after the 4th of July. His stage name is Sarjuan-san, and he operates in fursuit. He builds towers of chairs and does handstands on them. He does ring juggling, club juggling. He can do what's called a Diablo, which is the Chinese yo-yo tricks. He does that all in costume, and we will have a one-hour performance only on Friday afternoon. You have to be a member to get into the room that he's going to be there. but it's really entertaining. And he has not been back to Pittsburgh in about 10 years. So he's really excited to come back. He's flying in from Tokyo.
Boy, we got so much going on again in the city. Obviously, the big fireworks tomorrow night at Point State Park. There'll be a place at the PNC Great Lawn across the way on the North Shore, then Liberty Avenue. Then you've got the Pirates in town playing baseball all weekend. Then you've got, even on the Highmark Stadium, soccer. The Riverhounds have a game this weekend. So it's going to be a huge weekend in the Berg. But the number one question I get from people is, when is that furry parade?
So the furry parade, or what we call the fursuit parade, will be happening on Saturday, weather permitting, because we know the weather's been a little dicey. If everything is good, it will start at 2 p.m. It will be running down 10th Street between Duquesne, between Fort Duquesne Boulevard and Penn Avenue, and then it will hook back around and go back under the convention center. And for those that want to stick around, a lot of the fursuiters will be at the Anthrocon block party, which is between 9th and 11th Streets along Penn Avenue. That is open to the public and free of charge. You can go and enjoy one of Pittsburgh's wonderful restaurants in that area, meet some fursuiters, or just meet some other furries that maybe are artists or stage performers or musicians. Our marching band will be there, so people can meet up with them. And if you want to hear some music, they've also been invited to play at Market Square on the 4th of July at lunchtime.
Yeah, don't you have some type of furry musicians?
We do. We actually have classically trained musicians as well as marching band type musicians. Some of the people that we will be performing at Market Square are actually trained in opera. He's going to be retooling his opera voice and doing a little Bee Gees disco rendition. We have people that play in symphony orchestras, rock bands. We even have a guy who can play Flight of the Bumblebee on a tuba. So it's going to be a lot of fun down there.
And that's what it's all about. People have asked, why do these people do this?
I think the best answer is why not? If you're doing something that's fun and you enjoy, even if, you know, maybe you're sweating a little bit, if you're having a good time and you're making people smile, why not do it? You know, you're not hurting anybody. And at the same time, you're bringing a lot of life and expressing yourself in a different and unique way. And I think that's really important.
Well, it certainly lights up the city, and people love to see all the furries. Anthrocon in town, it's on. And John Cole, we appreciate
you. Don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your time again this morning. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, Larry. Have a great weekend and 4th of July as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Aaron, you've seen over the years the furries. I should ask you, if you were going to dress up as something, what would it be? Do you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Right off the top. What first
thing? A cheetah.
Cheetah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
I'd be a... Let me think. It would be a... Paul said he would be a dolphin, which
okay.
I thought was interesting for a man from Montana.
Yeah.
I was going to be, you know, they call them sea cows down in...
I think, are you...
Manatee.
I kind of... Yes, yes.
Here, let me show you, and if you're watching on our stream, kdkradio.com, here's a manatee. Here's the look. Ready?
Yep. That's accurate. That is accurate, Larry.
On in this city, a lot going on always. And every Wednesday we check in this hour at this time with the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Carlos T. Carter. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Good. You got big plans for the weekend? You stay in here? You got to go somewhere fun? What are you doing?
I'm local, so I know my family's having some a big picnic thing, so I'll be tending. It's not on 4th of July, it's the day after, but I haven't figured out what I'm doing tomorrow, but I do have a big picnic coming up. How about you?
I'm cooking. I got a new Blackstone grill, one of these griddle kind. You know, I thought my old one was okay, but it was like 20 years old. But I have to learn. You go to YouTube now to learn how to cook on it.
Well, I know whose house I'm coming to if I'm hungry. You guys put up extra seat.
Anytime. Welcome to my cookout. All right. I know you wanted to talk about the debate. After the debate, the debrief was pretty incredible on Friday, and it's continued through the weekend and now back to midweek. So what was your reaction to the presidential debate last Thursday night?
Many just really disappointed, I say, on Biden's end. I thought that, you know, some of his performance was, concerning. Sometimes he wasn't as clear, as lucid as one would expect. And on Trump's end, I felt like there was a lot of lying. But I think that's what his supporters expect. It's like par for the course. So I think he was entertaining. He delivered what they want. But I didn't like those two parts of it. And, you know, and one thing I was disappointed about is a lack of substantive discussion on topics that deeply impact Black and underserved minority communities, such as systemic racism, economic equality, and access to education and health care. I think it's vital that these debates address the concerns of all Americans, particularly those who have been historically been marginalized.
You know, it's been almost a week now, as I mentioned, and the reaction, obviously, it had an impact, I think, greater than anyone thought in terms of maybe changing people's minds on who they're going to vote for, although almost a quarter of the country says they don't want either candidate. Was there enough to change your vote?
I'd say for most of the debate reinforced their existing people's existing preferences, while for others it may have, raised new concerns. It's important for voters, again, to critically evaluate the candidate's policies and track record rather than relying solely on debate performances. At the Urban League, we encourage voters to look at the candidates holistically and consider each candidate's platform, how it will affect their lives in the community. But I will say, I'm sure it did, sway some folks. But I do think you, again, have to look at the whole context of the team. Biden is up there. Trump's not too far behind, but he does have a younger vice president and a team. And on Trump's side, too, you got to look at what team is there. The integrity, the policies, the track record. And for Trump, there is a track record, right, as there is for Biden. So you can evaluate those track records and the impact of their policies on yourself, your family, and your community.
So what are some of the things that you encourage voters who support the work you do, what should they consider as they make their choice of candidates?
I think they should look at policy proposals, right? Evaluate the candidates' plans for addressing critical issues such as healthcare, education, criminal justice reform, economic opportunity. Number two, their leadership team, as I alluded to earlier, consider strength and confidence of the candidates' team and advisors, as they play a crucial role in governance, their track record. Look at the candidates' actions in public office and other facets of their lives to gauge their commitment to their stated goals. Number four, I have them impact on communities. So consider how each candidate's policies will affect not only the nation as a whole, but also specific communities, particularly those, often overlooked and underserved that we serve at the Urban League. And number five, and finally, is character and leadership. I talked about this last week when I talked about, three keys to leadership, and I added the fourth, is we have to assess the candidate's ability to lead with integrity, empathy, and vision that includes all Americans. Integrity is not something that's compromised. Again, nobody's perfect, but for me as a leader, I'm not perfect, but I try to model integrity, and it's hard for me to sidestep integrity.
Well, enjoy your holiday weekend, and we'll catch you next Wednesday, Carlos. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Carlos T. Carner, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Coming up, the Olympics are just days away in Paris, France, and we have a couple of local participants, and one recently won that opportunity. Bridget Guy Williams from Hemfield is a pole vaulter, and she will be representing the United States in track and field. And we're going to talk to her coming up right after the news at 9. Speaking of the holidays, we always compare, prices from one year to the other. Bradley Blackburn, CBS.
At the Stop and Shop in Clifton, New Jersey, shoppers are filling up for the 4th.
Family, backyard time, grilling time, hanging out with friends. Who doesn't look forward to the 4th? It's the summertime.
And family favorites are on the menu.
All the things for him to make his famous macaroni salad.
Even though inflation is easing, it's still being felt.
When we get the final bill, it's like sometimes it's a sticker shock.
Overall, grocery store prices are up about 1% from last year, but that's compared to about 4% at restaurants. So cooking at home can save some dough. Hamburgers are a July 4th staple, and while the price of ground beef is higher this year, lettuce, tomatoes, and cheese are less. Wells Fargo puts the average price to make a classic cheeseburger at $2.19 each.
But when you look at making that burger, it's just about where it was a year ago.
Economist Michael Swanson says lower potato prices mean potato salad is cheaper, and beer is only up 1.2% from a year ago.
To see it down to 1.2%, that's pretty normal inflation.
But dessert could be bittersweet. Cupcakes are 5.6% more than in 2023. Swanson says shop around for the best deals. Many stores will discount certain items to get people in the door.
But they don't put everything on sale. So you really want to make sure that you find what you want where you want it. But don't throw a lot of things in your cart just because you're there, because you might not be getting the bargain that you think you are.
One way to get more bang for your buck on the 4th. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, Clifton, New Jersey.
And while we're dealing with the heat, the people down in the islands are very concerned about Hurricane Beryl. At one point yesterday, reached Category 5 status. And on Jamaica's island is CBS's Tom Hansen.
It is sheer destruction across the Windward Islands. In Grenada, Hurricane Beryl slammed into the country Monday, packing heavy rain and 150 mile per hour winds. 95% of the small island of Carriacou now unrecognizable.
The situation is grim. There is no power. There's almost complete destruction of homes and buildings on the island.
Beryl made landfall as a Category 4 storm, leaving a trail of destruction in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, ripping homes to shreds.
Hurricane Beryl has left in its wake immense destruction.
Beryl intensified into a monster Category 5 hurricane. There's never been a storm this strong this early in the season. Unusually warm ocean water in the mid to upper 80s is fueling this massive storm, now taking aim to close to 3 million people in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Residents on Grand Cayman waited in lines as long as 3 hours, stocking up on groceries. And a similar scene in Montego Bay, Jamaica, where people are snapping up water and other essentials, preparing for Beryl's wrath, which could bring catastrophic winds and up to a foot of rain. It was a mad dash at Montego Bay Airport as visitors say they're cutting their trip short.
I'm just thinking about the safety, our safety.
And CBS News has learned airlines are trying to get people out. Among the carriers making accommodations, American Airlines added at least 3 extra flights. United is giving out flight waivers for travelers impacted, and Delta has capped fares for folks trying to leave the storm's path. Tom Hanson, CBS News, Montego Bay, Jamaica.
And of this busy travel week, this is anticipated to be the busiest travel day. And there have been issues at Pittsburgh International with TSA, blaming it in part to the increased number of airline departures. Nearly 20,000 people went through the checkpoint Monday, according to Bob Kerlick, spokesman for the Allegheny County Airport Authority. June 24th, that was the date. And then some passengers reported waiting over 2 hours in the security line that stretched all the way into the hallway entering the landside terminal. However, mostly in the morning, and for the people traveling, next week, starting Monday, the TSA is making some adjustments. They're going to send TSA pre-check passengers to the airport's alternate security checkpoint, which is if you're going in and you're familiar with the airport, there's an escalator that goes up a floor on the right, and then you go outside on the back towards the alternate checkpoint. So hopefully that'll ease it, but they're still telling people if you're traveling by air this summer in particular, in the early morning between 4 and 7 a.m. is the busiest time. that's when they're experiencing these much longer lines than people are accustomed to at Pittsburgh International Airport. So just a heads up on that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.